Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Splash with Lynn
and Maddie.
We're here from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we're going to talk about all things water, conservation, gardening, and anything else you're interested to hear about.
That's what the Saturday Splash is all about. So we are from the Soil and Water Conservation District. You may be wondering, what in the world? Soil and, well, that's a lot of words to say. Soil and water, that is our focus, Conservation District. So every county, essentially every county in the United States, there's about 3,000 of them, and they each have a conservation district. And these districts are staffed by over 17,000 men and women working with millions of cooperating landowners and operators to help them manage and protect their land and water resources. This is done on public land and private land. So a conservation district is a local unit of government established under state laws to carry out natural resource management.
So you may want to know, how did the conservation districts come into play?
Well, you guys remember this thing called the Dust Bowl? Think back. Back in the 1930s, we had the Dust Bowl, the Dirty 30s. You might have learned about it in school. I didn't really think about it anymore until I started working for the conservation district. So to give you a little bit of history, back in the 1930s, there were three big waves of the Dust Bowl, 1934, 1936, and 1939 through 40. There were these huge dust storms. Basically, the landowners of the Midwest prairies were farming their land, terrible, terrible farming practices. They would plow, it's called a deep plow, so they plow really big holes into the land. This removes all of the local vegetation, so the prairie grasses, they've got these big deep roots which hold the soil in place, it holds water in the soil. Well, with the Industrial Revolution in the 80s, or
1918. But to be fair, they didn't know these land practices were the wrong way to do it. It's the way they brought over from Europe when they came and they immigrated. This is how they had always farmed the land, so they didn't know that this was going to cause a problem.
Yes, and going back where I was going with the Industrial Revolution comment is that we started getting rapid mechanization of farm equipment. So all of a sudden we have gasoline-powered tractors. There are combine harvesters, so it makes farming a very efficient and high yield practice. So the farmers were using these tools and they were stripping the land of all of the native grasses. So all of a sudden we lost our erosion stability. So there's no roots to be holding down all of the soil. And they converted, let's think about the plains. Let's think about if you've ever been to Oklahoma, what is there a lot of? Nothing. It's a very dry, dusty, arid land. Well, arid, that means dry. That means, do you think that it's easy to grow a lot of crops in Oklahoma? It is not. You need a lot of water there. So all the water was being pulled from the soil, and it just got very dry and dusty, and the erosion problem was out of control. So big dust storms came. The wind carried the dust and made these huge, huge clouds. They would black out the sky. Y'all would look out the window. All you see is dust. The dust got everywhere. It got into your house. It got into your food. It got into your lungs. That was one of the biggest illnesses of the Dust Bowl era, was just mud lung. You basically had mud and dirt filling up your lung, and you'd cough and there's mud and not
good. Sounds terrible.
It did sound very terrible. So anyway, these huge clouds, they called them black blizzards or black rollers. They covered everything. Well, soil scientists took notice. They knew it was because of the agricultural practices. So there was a soil scientist, very famous, Hugh Hammond Bennett. He's kind of the grandfather of soil conservation. Well, Hugh Hammond Bennett went to Capitol Hill. He went to the White House to testify about the erosion problem. And as he was doing so, so the timing couldn't have been better. You open the windows of the White House and you could see the dust. You could see these big clouds. So here we go, Exhibit A. We need this Dust Bowl problem solved.
But, you know, it's interesting that the legislators didn't really think much about it until it actually made its way to Washington. And he was very clever. He waited until he knew that dust was coming to Washington And then when it settled on Congress, they said, oh, something must be done.
Yeah. So the dust is coming primarily from the Midwest, but it made its way all the way to D.C., to New York. So it covered the entire United States and Canada, up in the prairies of Canada, too. So Franklin Roosevelt, president at the time, leading the Congress, Congress passed unanimously a legislation declaring soil and water conservation to be a national policy and priority. So in 1937, President Roosevelt wrote the governors of all of the states in the U.S. and recommended legislation that would allow local landowners to farm soil and form soil and water conservation districts. Thus, the conservation districts were born.
And that brings us to Greenville. Greenville started their soil and water conservation district in 1939, was when our district was chartered, which is really, really, that was only 1 year after the declaration from the president. And in 1940, J.L. Lindsay, who was the chairman, wrote, "The attitude of the farmers towards soil and water conservation is good, but they do not fully understand it. There's a need to hold meetings to teach the people the value of conserving the soil. Those who do not know about the program should be educated. Many farmers are slow to take on to new things, but once they are made to see the value, they're glad to go along with it."
Right. So thus, Greenville and all over the state of South Carolina, the conservation districts were born. Well, that is how we got to be where we are today. So the South Carolina Conservation Districts Law established working partnerships between the United States Secretary of Agriculture, the state of South Carolina, the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, and each conservation district in South Carolina. So the Greenville District, along with the districts in the rest of our beautiful state, we have the ultimate goal of saving the soil and water for future generations of South Carolinians. And your local conservation districts rely on volunteers like you to help instill best management practices on the land and to become educated about the importance of taking care of our natural resources. So public lands, private lands, we need to take care of all of it. And the conservation districts can help you. So whether you are a farmer, a landowner, or just somebody that is interested in taking care of our resources, there's a conservation district to help you with that.
Yeah. And if you're interested in learning more about the Dust Bowl, you can see Ken Burns did a really awesome documentary on it. He interviewed the 26 survivors of the Dust Bowl, and we watched it, and it was way more than we ever thought it was going to be. And we will have a link on our website, SaturdaySplash.com. So go and take a look at that if you're interested.
Beware, it is extremely depressing. It's very interesting, though. I think the Dust Bowl was kind of skipped over in history because it happened about the same time as the Great Depression. So, of course, that gets all the focus. The fascinating documentary. It's called The Dust Bowl by Ken Burns. There's also a book that goes along with it called The Dust Bowl, An Illustrated History. These came out in 2012, and it was a four-part series on PBS. So 2 hours, four-part documentary. Great watch. Bring your tissues.
Yeah, definitely do that. We saw that at a conference that we went to in Oklahoma, and we thought we were going to get to see a movie about Oklahoma. We thought it was going to be the musical, but no, it was a Dust Bowl movie.
And where the winds come sweeping down the plains, and those winds carry black, black dust.
That's right. So, in any case, take a look at that if you're interested, and understand that the Greenville, we are here to serve Greenville County. So, please, if you have any questions, comments, email us through our website, which again is SaturdaySplash.com, and we would be happy to answer any questions that you have about anything conservation related or water or land.
Yes, we would. So you are tuned in here to the Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn, hosted by the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District
on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.